More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Had a great time yesterday. I don't know if you caught any of what went on for our WA Day Restart Mandurah event, our kind of concert event. Our very deserving winner, Megan Reynolds, who does amazing work with Food Bank Mandurah, and her 19 besties were guests of honour at the Red Manor Waterfront Restaurant at the top of the terrace. Nice spot, lovely view. Amazing food and some great talent. WA Musos John Reid, James Walker and Chris Matthews put on a brilliant show. Thanks to Bleeding Ear Music and the City of Mandurah for an all-round great day. You can check the video out if you didn't get to check it out or check in, because it was on Facebook and it was also obviously on the air too. But if you missed it, video up on Facebook. And I tell you what, it was such a treat to go out for a meal. Now, here's something that maybe calls for some hope. You know how they say that your hair can turn white overnight if you've had a shock or some stress or whatever the case may be? Apparently the reverse, that is a thing, that's what they say. Apparently the reverse is also true. Grey hairs can sometimes go back to their prior colour when you feel less stressed. Sadly, with my lack of hair, that's probably something that I'll never get to confirm. But yes, it is possible for your natural hair to return less stressed. So for parents, that would be exactly what? Never, I imagine. Maybe for some, your natural hair colour returns the day after your divorce. I don't know. I know people, though, who could swallow a copy of the Little Book of Calm every day whilst licking a whale for its wonderful, natural, soothing sounds. Probably not how you do it, but anyway. And they still wouldn't relax. You'd stick them on a tropical island and they'd freak out about sand. At least for them, thank God for beauty therapists, eh?
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
So first off, it's less than a week till we ease out of phase three restrictions. As of Saturday, June 6th, non-work gatherings can be up to 100 people. Gyms and playgrounds and sports things can start reopening. And a big one for many bars and cafes kind of go back to serving alcohol minus meals and stuff. And also the 4 square metres get shrunk down to 2 square metres in terms of room for everybody. So we are on the pathway out of COVID territory. Now, for those that follow Indigenous calendars, and it is interesting, the Indigenous seasons, there are 6 Indigenous seasons as opposed to the ones that we've got. On the Noongar calendar, it's actually lined up with ours. It's now Makaroo. June and July is, well, winter, which is so everyone's agreeing on that front. The season of fertility. So it's 2 months' worth, the coldest and wettest part of the year with frequent gales and storms. That is where we are on the local front. Which probably started a little bit early this year, just quietly, but anyway. And today is also apparently the day to salute rotisserie chicken. And Aussies, and especially West Aussies, we do love ourselves a bit of takeaway chook. So today is the day to say, as they used to when I was a kid, wacko the diddle-o, chicken treat. And you think I'm kidding? I'm not. Check this.
Wacko the diddle-o, chicken treat.
What does that even mean? Research is in from the George Institute for Global Health. They've analysed almost 5,000 fast food items available in Australia and have revealed the most unhealthy options out there. That's right. Straight to the top of the list. As meals go, apparently the most unhealthy fast food meal you can get is, and on National Rotisserie Chicken Day too, Red Rooster's Bacon and Cheese Ripper Single Meal Combo. Now, that's got a bacon and cheese ripper roll, large fries and a Coke, and has a whopping 7,730 kilojoules, or as they put it another way, 89% of the average male's daily energy intake. So, of meals, that's the killer. According to the report, the meal would take over 5 hours of walking or 2.5 hours of running just to work it off. Now, the worst burger, this is, you know, not in a meal, the worst burger on its own is from Hungry Jack's. They say the burgers are better. It's double Angus smoky barbecue burger on its own is a huge 5,610. 5,610 kilojoules, or 65% of the average male energy intake in one burger. The report compared fast food trends from 2016 to last year and found that, on average, fast food outlets had not made too much progress in making their food healthier, which is not really a surprise, though, is it? I mean, if you're trying to eat healthy, your first and best decision is surely not to use a drive-thru. And if you think that means dining in is the healthier option, you probably need more help than I can offer you.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
All right, no Nikki. So DeMello, Mr. Entertainment, Mr. Glitz back in the chair for you covering entertainment news. And over the weekend, both Harry Styles and Chrissy Teigen promised to donate hundreds of thousands of dollars to bail out jailed protesters reacting to the killing of African-American George Floyd in Minneapolis last week. I'm sure you've heard. This is the event which essentially seems to have sparked the rioting and mayhem that is engulfing the states at the moment. On Twitter, Styles wrote, "Being not racist is not enough. We must be anti-racist." While Teigen added, "I stand with our heroes out there in support and solidarity. If you don't know what else to do, every little bit helps." Now, John Legend has said in a recent interview that he's no longer close to Kanye West these days. And despite political disagreements, Legend says, "I don't think we're less friends because of the Trump thing. I just think we're doing our own thing." Now, it seems like he's not the only one jumping off the Yeezy train. Recently, Kanye's former bodyguard, Steve Stanoulis, called him the moodiest, neediest client he's ever had. And to kick him a bit further, also called him the worst tipper. He also said this.
Kanye basically has some ridiculous rules. We walk in the elevator, he goes, "Aren't you going to push what floor we're going to?" I said, "Well, I have no idea. It's my first day." So he's ranting and raving. I said, "Bro, we could do this three ways. One, you could tell me what button to press, and now I'll know. Two, you could press the button, and I'll see which one you're pressing, and then I'll know. Or three, you could sit here all day and tell me how important your time is, and we're not going to go anywhere."
Classy. Kanye is now threatening Stanoulis with a $10 million lawsuit. And look, be thankful you don't live in the UK, where as of yesterday, new coronavirus guidelines make it illegal to bump uglies with someone who doesn't already live with you. That's right, no more adult visits if you don't already live in the same house. The rules say no person may participate in a gathering which takes place in a public or private place indoors and consists of two or more persons. So yeah, that's it. Well, we're kind of getting into happier territory. Not so in the UK. Exceptions apparently over there made for reasonable excuses that include childcare arrangements, attending funerals, and providing emergency assistance. But apparently booty calls, not a reasonable excuse.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.